personal experience, a tribute to Diane Frost. Diane Frost experienced symptoms from around 2015, but unfortunately wasn't diagnosed with PSP until early 2022. Here, Diane's daughter Kerry shares a tribute to her mum and how she inspired an 80-mile awareness walk. Mum was born on the 23rd of March 1943, the only daughter of Harry and Nora Winifred, Joan Lightfoot. The family lived in Wilford and Mum attended school at West Bridgeford Grammar. She was a keen tennis player and had a love for horse riding. After leaving school and following further education, at age 18, Mum joined the East Midlands Electricity Board, EMEB. Mum was the fastest typist ever known. That's probably why she went on to be secretary to the managing director of Shell Oil during the late 70s. Shopping lists in the most incredible shorthand would baffle our family. It was like some sort of secret code. Mum met my dad Brian in 1962, and after a couple of years dating, they married at Wilford Church on the 3rd of October 1964. They set up their first home, and eventually, after some persuasion, Mum joined my dad in his love for golf, and they both became long-standing members of Stanton on the Wolds Golf Club. Mum was so caring and loving, and her commitment to my schooling and hobbies was clear. She always attended my dance shows and wouldn't think twice about having to sew by hand leotard sequins one by one. I was just as committed to my parents as they were to me. I remember being their caddy for many years, strolling around the course on a Sunday evening, enjoying family time. Their attempts to upskill me, however, failed, and lessons with the local golf professional didn't help me to get the ball off the ground in the same way as Mum and Dad. Mum relished her involvement with the social scene at the golf club, particularly the ladies' Christmas shows, where she helped to organise and took part too. For a lady of utmost morals and values, she was still always able to let her hair down and knew when to have fun. Mum loved getting away with family and friends, big group family holidays to Tenby, Budley, Salterton. Holly Marine had such memories. The purchase of a caravan in Sutton-on-Sea meant that the Lincolnshire coast became a second home and such an important and great part of life. There were also lots of group holidays abroad, including Portinax in Ibiza and Palio Castrista in Corfu. And Mum even managed a holiday alone to see her friend Laurie and family in Canada. In 1979, Mum joined Dad in a business partnership, taking over J.W. Alvey & Son, the motor engineering company my dad had worked at since he was a young lad. Mum and Dad turned this into a thriving business with a fantastic team behind them, and Mum continued to run the business on her own when my dad passed away in 1999. In 2015, Mum experienced her first fall, and an arm break meant she was out of action for some time. During this time, Mum's behaviour changed, and socially, she became a little withdrawn. There followed a good few years of changes in habits, more falls, eyesight changes, and a long period of time being alone during COVID that didn't help Mum's situation, which was unknown to us at this time. After some family discussions, it was decided that Mum's home, White Walls, would be renovated to allow my family to move in and live with her, to keep her company and ensure her safety. In January 2022, we all moved into the house together, and it was here that changes were a lot more obvious. Despite regular visits to the GP, her symptoms were put down to getting older, and thinking it was Parkinson's, I pushed for more investigations. In February, I persuaded Mum to visit a neurologist, who was the person who made the diagnosis of PSP. In the months that followed, Mum's health deteriorated so quickly, and she died peacefully at home with us all around her in September. She was aged 79 years old. Mum never deserted friends who needed help. She would never forget someone's birthday, and you could always guarantee her Christmas card would be the first to arrive in December. In return, and during her last weeks, friends came and spent time, looked at photos, made her laugh, did her hair, gave her beauty treatments, or just sat and sang with her. As a family, we used Mum's last weeks. We spent time in the garden. Mum helped me create her dedicated area in the garden, which is now her memory garden. We visited Dunelm a lot. Ashley, granddaughter, did her hair and nails. We enjoyed ice cream by the river and watched Ruby, granddaughter, play football. Even though it was a struggle and Mum's horrendous symptoms often got in the way, we conquered it all. After Mum's diagnosis, I spent much of my time explaining what PSP was to different healthcare professionals involved in her care. It was frustrating. No one had heard of the condition. As a result, I decided to challenge myself in memory of my mum to help raise awareness of PSP and CBD and funds for vital research to improve the lives of people affected and to help people recognise those early signs. I decided to take on an 80-mile walk for mum to help mark what would have been her 80th birthday. It is also 80 miles from my house to my mum's favourite place, Sutton-on-Sea. I was going to physically walk from my house to Sutton-on-Sea, but logistically I was finding it difficult. So in the end, I walked the mileage on a treadmill. I started my walk on the 2nd of March, supported by friends and biomechanics coach Rachel Francis Thompson and fitness coach Hannah Warren, carrying my mum's ashes in a rucksack on my back, and I managed to walk the full distance by the 22nd of March. On the 23rd of March, which was mum's 80th birthday, me and my family travelled to Sutton-on-Sea. On the beach, we held a lovely memorial for mum and scattered her ashes. In total, I raised £1,500 for PSPA via sponsorship for my challenge. For me, the challenge was great, although I got loads of blisters, knowing I had mum with me and that I was taking her to her final resting place really helped me to focus.